Greetings to you in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is a new day that the Lord's given us. We moved last night. I mentioned here that we were moving, and we had some of the church people come over and help us, and also some family members come over and help us. And we started around 5:30, had supper together, and then started moving. I didn't think it would take too long, but it took longer than what I thought it would. But, you know, I woke up this morning and I don't even know where the box is that has my desk things in it. That's where my Bible is. So I'm just going to share some things that I was thinking of as I was laying in bed before I got up this morning. And this would be day 6 in my series on Lessons from the Garden. And I mentioned yesterday, in fact, I read the scripture about whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, and he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. It might not be a perfect quote, but it's something like that. And I was thinking about that and how when God expelled Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden and gave them work to do. He said that, you know, you're going to labor by the sweat of your brow, and you're going to work for your food, and you're going to have to till the ground, and the weeds are going to come up, and you're going to have to pull the weeds out, and all these lessons that we've been talking about, you're going to have to prune and thin, otherwise you're not going to get the fruit that you should get. And when God did all that, and I believe that he did it because he wanted Adam and Eve to learn some things about him, about themselves, and about his ways. And one of the big things, I'm sure, was this whole area of sowing and reaping. What you sow, that is what you're going to reap. And they were expelled from the Garden of Eden. That was a place where they didn't have to work for their food. It was just there. There was things growing everywhere, and they could take whatever they wanted. They could eat it, and it was pretty easy for them there. But where they went to wasn't as easy because there was other circumstances then that like insects that would be eating their crops and different things like that. And so I believe God wanted to show them things, and sowing and reaping was one of the things, that what they sowed, that was what they were going to reap, and that the wages of sin is death, like we hear and like we see in the New Testament. And so this area of sowing and reaping, that what they sow, if they sow to the flesh, that is what they're going to reap. If they sow to the Spirit, they sow good things, they're going to reap good things. And it's a lesson that I'm sure they thought about a lot as they were working in the garden, and wishing probably that they never ate of that fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I would imagine they, as the expression says, they kicked themselves for doing that. But, you know, what they did was done. And that's the same thing with us. We do things in this life that we wish we wouldn't have done. And it is so wonderful that we can have a God that forgives. And it's so wonderful that we can have a God that has provided a way of salvation for us, and that we have a God that grants us repentance, that we can repent from our sins, and that he forgives us. Now the consequences, we still might face consequences because of our sin, as far as earthly things, just like they couldn't go back to the Garden of Eden and have life the way it was in the past. And so for us, if we sin, if we do something. It's not like we can just go back and erase everything and you know, not face any of the consequences from that sin. You know, people have gone to prison because they've sinned and stolen things or did something, and they find repentance and they get forgiveness, but from God, and but then they still have to pay for their crime that they've done. And so that is the thing that I was thinking of here this morning, is, like I say, as I was laying in bed and just thinking about that. And so I think I'm going to just leave it at that this morning, that that will be the inspiration for today, that we would sow to the Spirit, because it works both ways. It's not just the bad, it's the good too. If we sow to the Spirit, we will reap good things. And what is sowing to the Spirit? Well, I believe it's sowing to the things that are eternal, sowing to the things that are of God, sowing to good things, to serving others, and all those kind of things. We will reap good things from that. And just as we have the garden and we sow a good corn seed in the ground, we're going to reap good corn from that seed that we planted, and all the other good things that we get from the garden. So God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope the Lord just blesses your life in every way. We'd love to hear from you. You can press 99 on your phone to get into our voicemail. Also, Saturday morning, we have a Saturday morning Bible study, and you can call in at starts at 7:30. I'm sorry I don't have the numbers with me. Like I say, everything's packed away, but if you get one of our booklets, you can look up the number there. So God bless you. Thanks, and have a good day.